Hello again and welcome to the program. We're here with our series on the last mile of the way. We're definitely living in the last mile of the way. Again, if you read the news or watch the news on TV and read your Bible, you can tell everything that Jesus was talking about in Matthew 24 when the disciples said, "What shall be the sign of the end of the age?" They're all here. Now, Jude, as we saw in our previous program, was concerned that the remnant would earnestly contend for the faith. Let's read these verses again. "And Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write to you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Now, as we go through this little book of Jude, we'll see that he did two things. He exhorted or warned the people, "You better earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Notice he didn't say contend against the apostasy. That's coming. That's prophesied. But our situation here, as we've seen in a previous program, is that as a remnant today standing true, we better not get apathetic. Earnestly contend for the faith. He will also encourage the people here as to what to do during the time of apostasy, and we'll see that as we go on. Here's a hymn, "Simply Trusting Every Day, Trusting Through a Stormy Way, Even When My Faith Is Small, Trusting Jesus, That Is All."
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While He leads, I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all. That is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all.
Well, Jude focuses on certain men, and he focuses on ungodly men. He says, "For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Now, they were not ordained to creep in. They were ordained to the condemnation for creeping in. Ungodly men. Now, there's two kinds of apostates. There's unsaved apostates, and there's Christian apostates. These are ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Jude gives them two different situations here. First, he focuses and warns them about three groups, and he uses these groups from the Old Testament as an example. These things happened unto them, the Bible says, and are written for our exhortation upon whom the end of the world are come. They're written for our warning. The people out of the land of Egypt, he uses, the angels which kept not their first estate, and Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them. Then he not only warns about three groups, he warns about three individuals. Yeah, that's right. He names them. He said, watch out for the way of Cain, the error of Balaam, and the gainsaying of Kor. So he says here, watch out. This, he's talking to that little local church there. He said, watch out the way that you do things. Don't make the error of Balaam. Watch out for the gainsaying of Kor. These things happen unto them and are written for our warning, upon whom the ends of the world are come. So he says, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believe not. Now, you've heard this before. When you're studying the Bible and you see the word therefore, you ask, what is therefore? And so it focuses back on the previous verse, for he says, for there are certain men crept in unawares. And now he's not talking about what was going on back in the Old Testament. He's talking about what's going on in the church that he's writing to. He said, there's certain men crept in unawares. And so he said, I will therefore put you in remembrance. Though you once knew this, seems they forgot. We sometimes forget the things we used to know, and we drift away. Jude 1:17 says, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before. Acts 20:21, therefore watch and remember. The Bible says there in the Old Testament, the children of Israel remembered not. That was their problem. There are over 200 references concerning remembering in the Word of God. So he says in Acts 20:31, Paul said, therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one night and day with tears. Now there's that word therefore again. Why is he saying this? Well, if you look at the previous verses, he says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock. He's talking to preachers here, over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves, of the preachers, shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. So he said, therefore, watch and remain, because after my departure these grievous wolves are coming in, and even among your own selves shall men arise. Therefore, he said, watch and remember. The thing about Jude here is you don't have to go home and wonder what he said there in that meeting. No, he said what he said, and the people understood what he said. So he talked them about this mixed multitude here. He said, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Now in Exodus 12:38, we read that a mixed multitude went up also with them. A mixed multitude. Nehemiah 13:3, it says, it came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. There's our problem today, you see. We dumped the plan of salvation, as we said in the previous message. This common, corrupt plan of salvation that has come into our churches, in recent years, oh, you don't have to repent, just pray a prayer. That has allowed people to pray a little prayer. They've never been saved. They come into our churches. Well, they still have their old nature. They don't have the new nature. The old nature wants to feed on the things that are emotional to them. And so we bring in everything from rock and roll music and even CCM music today because it makes my emotions feel good. And that is what is happening, the mixed multitude. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You can build your church, you can have a nice congregation, you can get all the things that look good. But if most of those people are not saved, they're going to influence the rest of them, and then we have our everything from apostasy to apathy, even among the remnant. Then he talks about judgment. He said, the angels that kept not their first estate, but have left their own habitation, he has reserved into everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, we're facing the vengeance of eternal fire. Jude 1:14-15, behold, the Lord cometh to execute judgment. And he's going to execute judgment on all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. There's a day of reckoning coming. But we read here, he focuses now on encouraging the what we call the remnant, encouraging those people who really want to do right. He said, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now he's bringing it into what is the present time, at the time when he's speaking to these Christians in the book of Jude. He said, but beloved. Then in verse 20, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Now, we said previously, the word but is used to introduce something contrasting with what has already been mentioned. So his first half of this little book here, this one little chapter, it's pretty negative. But now he's going to encourage them. He's going to say, here's how to handle the situation during an apostasy. Now we're just going to read it, then we'll get on with it in our next message. But he goes down 17-25. He says, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God and our only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. And he ends his little book with the word, amen, so be it. Sing along again with this message and song, Simply Trusting.
Trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befalls.
I cannot fall, trusting Jesus.
Jesus, that is all. Singing, if my way is clear, praying, if the path be Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Till earth be past, till within the just.